I hope you've all got lots of energy this afternoon. Kath, you're going to be joining me on the dance floor. We're going to be doing a bit of rock and roll, aren't we?
Oh, yeah!
I'm Anna Verani Johnson from Ragdoll Annis Limited, and I'm here today to run a Dance Down Memory Lane session with the residents of Westbury Grange.
Now, I am pretty sure not many of you were born in 1928. Tony, what year were you born? 1926. Tony was about, and this was the year that Alexander Fleming invented.
We're going to present facts and trivia from across the years and match it with different songs from that time. The idea being that we're going to prompt memories, prompt happy times, encourage movement, encourage dancing, and ultimately, and most importantly, smiles from them.
So this is Doreen.
Yes, sir.
Hello, how are you, Doreen?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
We're going to have fun, aren't we, Doreen? You've got some good stories to tell me today, haven't you? Doreen, you promised.
So I was telling Doreen earlier, I had this conversation with my mum, and she said when she was a little girl, her mum used to put margarine on her bruises. Has anyone heard of that before? Is it a Yorkshire thing? Oh, we've got an old tale. Have we got an old wives' tale for you?
Butter on anything.
Oh, butter on anything.
Bruises, cuts, anything.
Wow, and did it work?
Well, seem to. I'm all right.
You are all right. Thank you very much for sharing.
My name's Julie. I'm the manager here at Westbury Grange, and I've been the manager for the last 15 years.
Who loves Cliff Richard? Yeah, you're all going to know the word for this one then. Living Dull.
We have 25 residents here that are living with dementia. I guess Anna's been coming now for about 5-6 months, and it's just, I mean, we have lots of activities going on here, but this is just something really special. They just come alive, and it triggers all those memories. You know, she'll play a theme tune to a show that's on the TV years ago, and you can see them just, and it's just, the energy is just amazing.
It is time for Name That TV Tune. Doreen was the winner last time. Let's see if she can keep her reign. We're starting in 1952. You would have found this on your TV. Shout it out if you know the answer. Anyone? You know it, you know it.
They just love it.
That power of reminiscence, it's so strong, isn't it?
Very strong. It's very strong. And you can just see she's just got it. She focuses in on, you know, Valentine's Day or certain days through the year, special occasions. And even the residents that don't really interact an awful lot or get involved a lot, we see them becoming involved and they're up and they're dancing. They haven't quite warmed up yet, but believe me, they will very soon.
I've just been telling Tara about the fact that you, you've been on TV before, haven't you? You are an ex-speed skater Team England.
A speed skater.
You trained in London, didn't you, Crystal Palace?
Yeah, on the state.
Yeah.
And
in little hot pants.
Yes, and I just won quite a few things.
I bet it never got boring winning, did it?
Oh, that's not boring. That's my. I just go, pshaw! I'm gone.
Kath has been with us probably about, coming up for 4 years, I think. She inline skated for Great Britain, so lots of medals. She's run marathons. She's just an amazing character who you can't help but love. The most important thing with all of our residents but is to get to know them. You can't just look at them and say they've got dementia. It's the key to looking after these people, and I think that's what we do very well here, is getting to know them. And it's digging deep, it's knowing their history. When you know that, you can look after them.
Okay, everyone, we're in 1959, 20 years before I was born. I was still a twinkle in my dad's eye at this point, that's what he used to say. This was the year that the mini car was launched. My question to you is, what was your first car?
Mini.
A mini! She had a mini! Do you remember what colour?
Blue.
A blue mini, fabulous.
Tony?
Oh, very flash. Sporty.
That's because you were a bank manager. You had all the money.
We didn't work on commission. Oh, no.
Tony, you must have been a bit of a stud driving around in a red sports car. Oh, did you have all the ladies?
Not all of them, only some of them.
Hands. Touching hands.
Touching hands.
I've always got hot hands.
Reaching out.
Reaching out.
Wonderful.
Touching me.
Are you ready, everyone?
Touching you.
Yeah, I've not stopped smiling.
No, no, that's what I mean. It's just joyful. It's like Tony getting up dancing.
Yeah.
Do you see how hard that was for him to get up? Yet he still wanted to do it.
He was trying to do the moves and the steps.
He was trying to side steps. And it's just, you walk away and you can't help but feeling.
No, no, always. It makes you so feel very fulfilled. I don't know, it's amazing.
I just want everybody in the whole world, my children included, to appreciate how blimmin' marvellous this generation is. And they need to be shouted about and they need to not be forgotten about because they're brilliant. They're brilliant. I love them.
Absolutely.